We're talking with Flo and Eddie, Mark Volman and Howard Kalin here at 102.7. This is Dennis Elsis at WNAW-FM. You recorded an album during the legendary closing days of the Fillmore, right? In June of 71.
Yes, we did, the White Album.
What was that like that night? I mean, that was
three incredible days.
Just that was bizarre. We had Grace Slick come out with us one.
Joni Mitchell
yeah. did a very bizarre poem one night, and John and Yoko came out with us and did an entire set,
which was used later on Somewhere in New York City. John, the Frank Zappa era could have stayed on, I guess, a lot longer than it did. We ran into some problems in Europe on a tour where Frank got pushed into an orchestra pit and fractured his skull and had a bad
back
and
legs. This was a heck of a tour. I mean, the tour was going rather well through Europe until we hit Montreux, Switzerland for the Jazz Festival when somebody lit off a flare into the rattan ceiling during our afternoon performance and the place burned to the ground.
Which became Smoke
set.
On the Water. You know, the Deep Purple song, Smoke on the
right.
Water, is
they
all
were
about
there as well.
It. Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the fanciest place
oh,
in
right.
town. That's
Smoke
the whole
on the Water.
Song.
Lake Geneva.
It was in Lake Geneva.
I never realized that. That's a
yeah.
true incident.
Unbelievable.
Yes, it burned down seven. We lost seven synthesizers and four guitars.
All our gear.